everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
And we are talking about the Swiss Family Robinson.
We're on day three.
Now, in the end of yesterday's article, we found out that they are comfortable in their life on the island.
Yeah, they have houses and pets.
And lots of food to eat, so they're feeling pretty good. But what are the things that make our lives comfortable?
Ooh, I think I need to be warm. I don't like being cold. So fire is a good idea.
Well, you don't want a fire in your house.
Not in the house.
You can heat your house in another way.
Yeah. 对，但是一定要有房子 so I can keep myself warm.
That's a big thing to make yourself comfortable. For me, I like to have lots of things in my house that make me happy. So I like to have my art and my plants.
Wow.
Because both of those make me happy and make my life more comfortable.
So you need to find things that you can draw on
paint. I like to have other people's art that I know. So.
But you're on an island.
There's still, oh, no,
not in this situation. Okay. That's good. That's nice. So you have plants, you have art. I like that.
Yeah. Well, everybody wants different things to make their lives comfortable. So when we're finished today's article, you guys can go and talk about that too. Those are really different things. Winnie likes to be warm, so she'll want a nice warm house, lots of blankets around.
Hot chocolate.
I will want to have plants and art surrounding me. What about you guys? But for now, let's get back to our article and find out what happens to the Robinsons.
The Swiss Family Robinson. 10 years go by. One day, Fritz goes sailing. He comes home the next day, and he's not alone. There's a young woman with him.
My name's Jenny,
she tells them.
My ship crashed into a small island near yours 3 years ago. I learned to live by myself.But I'm happy to find people at last.
Soon after, an English ship arrives. The captain is looking for Jenny. He says,
I'll take you all back to Europe.
We'll go together,
say Fritz and Jenny.
I want to study in Europe,
says Francis. However, the other Robinsons decide to stay in New Switzerland.It is truly their new home now.
Word power!
Alone. Alone. My friends were busy at noon, so I was alone at lunchtime. My friends were busy at noon, so I was alone at lunchtime.Arrive, arrive. My train will arrive at the station at 8:30 a.m. My train will arrive at the station at 8:30 a.m. Captain, captain. The captain of our plane told us to stay in our seats for now. The captain of our plane told us to stay in our seats for now. Truly, truly. My mom truly understands me. She knows everything in my mind. My mom truly understands me.She knows everything in my mind.
All right, our article starts out today by telling us how much time has passed.
How much?
It says 10 years go by.
Ooh, 昨天结尾是 time passes, 这里睡觉起来十年又过去了。这里我们看到 go by 跟这个 time passes 意思差不多就是又经过了十年。10 years without seeing anybody else.
Just your brothers and your mom and dad.
I need some art in my life.
I think you'd need some art in your life too. All right, well, let's find out what happens to them. It says, one day...Fritz, remember that's the oldest son, goes sailing.
有一天这个老大 Fritz 出海去，我们学过 go 加 ving 动名词表示去做某件事情，比方 go shopping 去逛街， go swimming， so he's going sailing、mm-hmm. 去航行。
So it sounds like he's built himself a boat. Sounds like they could probably get off the island if they wanted to.
But probably not too far.
Maybe, yeah. But what happens when he comes back from sailing? It says here, he comes home the next day and he's not alone.
Ooh, 是谁?
Story's getting interesting. Let's find out what we mean by the adjective alone here. It's spelled A-L-O-N-E, alone. All right, we are talking about the adjective alone. Now, when you are alone, there are no other people with you. When you're not alone, there is at least one other person with you or more. Now, sometimes humans really like to be alone, but often it's better to have other people, like our friends and family around. Here's an example sentence. My friends were busy at noon, so I was alone at lunchtime. My friends were busy at noon, so I was alone at lunchtime. Winnie, you're back. Now I'm not alone anymore.
Yeah, I'll keep you company.
Thanks.
Alone 在这里是形容词，表示孤单的，也就是一个人啦。所以我回来了，现在 Aaron 有一个伴了。那注意 alone 呢，可以当形容词，不过呢，它不能放在名词前面来修饰哦，只能像文章这样放在 be 动词后面。He's not alone. 或者我们看到 I was alone at lunchtime， 就是我因为我朋友中午都在忙，所以我自己一个人要度过午餐时间。另外 alone 呢，也可以当副词。来修饰动词，比方 Stan lives alone in Taipei， 可能他的家人都在花莲，所以他自己一个人住在台北。So Fritz is not alone.
Nope.
Who's with him? There's no one else on this island.
Well, remember, he wasn't on the island.
Oh, yeah. He went sailing.
That's right. He went sailing for a day and then he came back. And it says here, there's a young woman with him.
Ooh, 岛这个不是岛上，是在这个海上遇到了一名年轻的女生。Who's this girl?
I think his father and mother probably asked the same question. Who is this girl? Well, she says, my name's Jenny, she tells them.
Oh, 她马上来介绍自己，大家不要紧张。她说她是 Jenny. How does she end up meeting Fritz?
Well, that is a very good question.
Right?
And she has a good answer for you. She also says, my ship crashed into a small island near yours 3 years ago.
Ooh, 这记得我们第一天看到 crash 这个字吗？这里我们又再看到，它的船也是 crashed into an island, 也是撞到一座小岛。And the island is near your island. 这里的 yours 呢，就等于 your island, 就是撞到你的我的岛跟你的岛很近，是一种代名词的用法。所以他们应该也是在海上看到彼此的船。And she's been here for 3 years.
Now imagine if you were Jenny.If you were on that island,
alone,
you would find a way, but it would be very lonely. She says, I learned to live by myself, but I'm happy to find people at last.
Yeah, Jenny 更厉害，她在野外求生了3年，而且是自己一个人。There are 6 people in the Robinsons. She lives there alone, 靠自己在岛上生存，真的很厉害耶。
Right, so like I talked about, sometimes it's good to be alone, but I think she's very...
Not for 3 years.
Yeah, she's very happy to be around people. Now it says here, soon after...An English ship arrives. So things are changing really quickly here. What happens here is a ship arrives. This is a verb, A-R-R-I-V-E, arrive. Let's find out what it means. Okay, we are talking about the verb arrive. When something arrives, it gets to the place that it's going. Now we often hear this word when we talk about cars, trains, buses, planes, etc. For example, the train will arrive at Taipei Main Station in 5 minutes. That means the train will get to the station in 5 minutes. We can talk about people this way too, of course. My friends will arrive in 10 minutes. Here's another example. My train will arrive at the station at 8:30 a.m.My train will arrive at the station at 8:30 a.m.
Arrive 是抵达到达，最常就是像 Aaron 老师说火车啊，或是高铁会说，即将于五分钟抵达台北车站，甚至很长的时候你也是可能在飞机要降落的时候会听到机长说 Oh, we are arriving at 桃园 International Airport, 就是即将抵达桃园国际机场。所以我们看到抵达哪里，我们可以在后面加上 at 加地点。那例句呢，我们也是有看到这个火车会在8点30分抵达车站。 Why is there a ship? How do they know where they are?
I think probably the ship might just be passing by, but actually it says right here in the article. It says the captain is looking for Jenny. Now, let's find out what a captain is. A captain is a noun. It's spelled C-A-P-T-A-I-N. Let's find out what it means.Okay, what is a captain? Now, a captain is the person who is in charge of a ship or a plane. Now, when we're talking about a ship captain, this is the person that makes all the important decisions on the ship or the boat. They have the most sailing experience, which is why they are in control. As an example, we could say, the captain of our plane told us to stay in our seats for now.The captain of our plane told us to stay in our seats for now.
船上的 captain 是船长，帮大家复习一下，前几天我们学过在船上工作的呢，就是 a sailor, 水手。那另外在飞机上的这个老大头呢，我们也可以这个机长，我们也可以叫做 captain。像例句就是说，机长要我们现在呢，先待在座位上。
All right, well, this captain has a ship. He's found the person he is looking for.But he says, you know what? He says, I'll take you all back to Europe.
Yay! Finally, they can go home. It's been 10 years. 终于有人找到他们，要带他们回家了啦。
Now that sounds really exciting to some of the people. They say, a couple of people here say, we'll go together, say Fritz and Jenny, who have...Probably become very close friends now.
这个老大和新认识的美女呢，说要一起回家，回到欧洲去。But what about others?
Well, another person wants to go back to Europe. I want to study in Europe, says Francis.
其中的一个儿子 Francis 呢说，想要去欧洲念书。I didn't think of that. There's no school on this little island.
I mean, maybe the mother or father teaches them some things, but that's right. It's only the six of them.And we get to the other people in the family. Now, this decision might be a little strange to us, but it says, however, the other Robinsons decide to stay in New Switzerland.
Wow, they don't want to go home.
No, they already are home.
Right, 我们记得这里我们叫他新瑞士，因为这家人呢，其他的人决定要留下来。They have built so many things here, and they've got their pets too.
Well, I'm sure they could bring their pets with them. But it says here, it is truly their new home now. And what we mean by this adverb truly, let's find out. It's spelled...T-R-U-L-Y, truly. Let's find out what it means. How should we use the adverb truly? Well, we can use it to show that we really mean something is true. It's like making other people realize how strongly that we believe in something, how strongly we think something is true. For example, my mom truly understands me. She knows everything in my mind.My mom truly understands me. She knows everything in my mind.
我们看到 truly 有个 ly 的结尾，知道这是一个副词，来自 true 去掉 e 呢，加上 ly 变来的，所以很好记。Truly 就是真正的、完全的意思，可以用来强调语气。比方，真的、真的、真的很抱歉，我们就可以说 I am truly sorry. 其实是类似 really 的意思 ，I'm really sorry. 那我们看到的例句就是妈妈真的很了解，完全了解，她完全知道我心里的每一件事情。So it is truly a happy ending. Some of them get to go back and the others find a new home.
That's right. And you know what? Even the people who stay in New Switzerland, now that a ship and a captain has found them, maybe other people can come join them and know where they are. Exactly. It could be a whole new place for people to live. All right, well, we have finished with our story, The Swiss Family Robinson. Let's finish up today's article by going to our magic box and then come right back for our review time.
Magic box! 找亮点
反身代名词其实我们都学过了，就是在所有格后加上 self 表示自己。比方我自己是 myself， 你自己就是 yourself。另外复数的话也要记得去掉 f， 改成复数的 ves ourselves。像是现在很常说的 DIY 就是 do it yourself 的自首。那我们也可以造个例句说 look at yourself in the mirror， 照照镜子看自己的意思。或者第三人称的 himself。Herself， 男生或女生的他自己，比方说 he hurt himself when he hit the tree with his car， 表示车撞到树的时候伤到了自己。另外我们在前面加上一个 by 精油的意思， by oneself 表示透过自己，也就是独自一人的意思啦，当副词片语来使用。例如 don't go home by yourself after dark， 就是天黑后不要自己一个人回家。或者我们也可以说 Dave moved all of his furniture by himself， 独自一个人搬完所有的家具。英文歌里啊也很常出现这样的用法，好像是一首很经典的歌 All by myself， All by myself， Don't wanna be， 就是哦不想要孤单一个人啦，很常出现在电影配乐里哦。如果非下次如果同学看到或者听到的话，可以仔细听看，非常悲壮。如果你听懂的话呢，也知道这其中的意义啦。 But before you go， let's take a small quiz。 我们例句看到 myself yourself， 那我们来提高一点难度好了。狗狗会自己开门，这句的英文该怎么说呢？
The answer isThe dog can open the door by itself.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi everyone and welcome back to Super Duper Crazy Fun Quiz Time.
Part 3,
you're right. All right, so this time, Winnie, you are going to have to guess the word power word I am thinking of. I'm going to give you some clues.
Okay.
I'm going to say some things that will be related to the word power word. You have to guess.
I have to guess. 换我要猜 Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Let's try it.
Okay, I'm going to say some words. Listen carefully. Boat, water, airplane, fly, in charge,person, top person.
It's a person. 跟船跟飞机 And it's the boss, right? It's in charge. It's a captain.
That's right.
是个船长或是机长 Captain.
Okay, are you ready for your next one?
Okay.
Okay. Get to, station, time, station. Walk. Do something.
station.
Drive a car.
Okay.
Be at a place.
我知道，开车火车会到一个地方。Arrive.
That's right. That one was a bit.
Do something.
Do something. It's a verb.
Okay.
All right. Here's another one. This one might be a little bit harder for me. By yourself.Nobody. Single.
Jenny is by herself. She is alone.
That is right.
This is good.
Okay, let's see. Well, there's only one left. This one's the hardest one. For me, at least. It'll be easy for you, but let me try. Really. Very strong. Believe something.
Oh, 刚刚有讲到跟 really 很像 really strong 真的真的真的 truly
That's right. Okay, well, there are a lot of words in that article that you can try this with. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's a little bit harder to think of some things to say, so see if you guys can do it. We are finished with this month's literature story. We'll see you again next time with some more fun stories. Bye-bye. Bye.
The Swiss Family Robinson. 10 years go by. One day, Fritz goes sailing. He comes home the next day, and he's not alone. There's a young woman with him.
My name's Jenny,
she tells them.
My ship crashed into a small island near yours 3 years ago. I learned to live by myself, but I'm happy to find people at last.
Soon after, an English ship arrives. The captain is looking for Jenny. He says,
I'll take you all back to Europe.
We'll go together,
say Fritz and Jenny.
I want to study in Europe,
says Francis. However, the other Robinsons decide to stay in New Switzerland. It is truly their new home now.
Alone, alone. My friends were busy at noon, so I was alone at lunchtime. My friends were busy at noon, so I was alone at lunchtime. Arrive, arrive. My train will arrive at the station at 8:30 a.m. My train will arrive at the station at 8:30 a.m. Captain, captain. The captain of our plane told us to stay in our seats for now. The captain of our plane told us to stay in our seats for now. Truly, truly. My mom truly understands me. She knows everything in my mind. My mom truly understands me. She knows everything in my mind.